Today's daf is Babasra daf Memches and Cheskas Abatim. And today we come up a couple of Shas Sugyas come up on today's daf as we continue from five lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna. So how are we going to get into the Sugya? We got into the Sugya yesterday. We're talking about a Gazlon does not have any Chazakah, and maybe a Ben HaGazlon doesn't either, because even if a raya is brought by the Gazlan, the Gemara said, at least according to one opinion, it is not good enough because we assume it was forced. So based on that, that's how we get into the next sugya of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna. Tuluyuhu v'zavin zvine zvini. Rav Huna says, if somebody hangs you and forces you to sell, so the sale is a sale. What does that mean? The Rashbam says literally, they force you. They from the word tluya, Rather Rashbam says, we should talu oso o asulo yisurin achamachar. They hang you up. They take you by your toes and they torture you. Somebody tortures you until they really want your property and they force you to sell it. And at the end of the day, you do sell it to them and you receive money for it. That sale is a good sale. We don't assume it's a megatos. That is the Rashbam. The Rambam says not only that. The Rambam says in Elchus Bechira, not only if you're physically forced, but even if they threaten you. They threaten you, they don't physically hurt you, but they threaten you. Rambam says, Echad ha'ones eschavero b'shehikahu o taluhu, they hit you or they hang you, ad shemachar, o shehifchidu b'davar, she'ef shelo lasoso, or they scare you. If you don't sell it to me, I'm going to do this to you. I mean, that also is considered... It's considered an ones. Any of those cases, Rav Huna Paskins, Tuluya V'Zavin, Zvini Zvini, the sale works. Why does the sale work? That's going to be the Gemara's next question. But we Paskin that it works. That is the Shulchan Aruch quoting from the Gemara and the Rambam. There is, though, an interesting machlokas we showed him. Let's say it was a Jew who forced me to sell. Does he get an Avera? What Avera does he get? He forced me to sell. He paid me for it. So is that an Avera at all? What Avera could it be? So that's a machlokas we showed him of Lo Sachmod. Does somebody violate the Isra of Lo Sachmod even if he pays for it? I really want your stuff. So I convince you and I badger you until you sell it to me, but I pay you for it. So is that Lo Sachmod? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Gezela. Well, first read it from the Sefer Mitzvahs. Lo sase reish samach vav. Reish samach vav, says the Rambam. Shehisiranu mehasim machshavatenu lachmod mashiyesh la'achinu. We are warned from thinking and desiring something which belongs to my friend. V'lehisavos bo. And again, to desire it, right? Lo sachmod is in Yisro, and lo sisave is in Vayas Chanan. I can't desire it. Shezeh yeh mevi lasos tachbula liknoso. Because if you desire it so much, you will come to want to acquire it. And that's why you can't even desire it, because acquiring it is also a problem. Vizeh lashon ha'asara. Shabab vizeh inyan lo sisave beis riecha. Vech dey lavin elu bin yinecha. The two lavin are not exactly the same. What's the difference? Ela halav harishon. Vehu lo sachmod. Mazir shelo liknos. Mashiyesh lo zulaseinu. Lo sachmod means don't try to acquire, and don't acquire what belongs to your friend. Lo sisave is even just in your heart. Lo sisave is even a higher, ambitious ideal that the Torah has, but that is the difference between the two. Lo sisave, don't desire it in your heart. Lo sachmod is don't let that desire turn into something more. There are passages clearly, even if you pay for it, you still violate lo sachmod. V'im nimna ha'isha hu milim karoso, o la'achlifo la'avoso b'davar ahu. If somebody if your friend is able to stand up and not sell it to you, even though he gets the money, hinehu yikachei ba'ones. Maybe you could take it ba'ones. So then you violate lo sisave and lo sigzo if you end up stealing it from him. Lo sachmod is specifically if your desire leads to him selling it to you for money. V'havein zeha enyan b'sibur achav navos. And read a parak in Malachim, says the Rambam, to understand all of these chilukim, lo sisave, lo sachmod, and lo sigzo. They're all on the same spectrum, but the question is, did you pay for it? Did you just desire it? That is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rambam writes it also in in Hilchos Gzela, Hilchos Gzela Aleph Tes. Says the Rambam, Kalachomid Avdo O Amaso O Beso. If somebody desires a servant or a house, the Kalev Shel Chavera or a Kli of my friend, O Kaldavar She'ef Shaloshi Ikneami Menu, or anything that I could acquire from you, V'hichbid Allah B'reim, V'hifzir Bo Ad Shalach Chomimenu, and you push him, and you can try to convince him until he ultimately sells it to you, Af Alpi She'nasan Lo Damim Rabim, even though he paid you a lot of money for it, Hareza Over Belos HaSei, Shenemar Lo Sachmod. That is Lo Sachmod. So even though we paskin that the sale works, that's this Gemara right here, Sluyev Azavin, Zvini Zvini, if the paskin that the sale works, the convincer, the buyer, violates Lo Sachmod. The Ravid says there, Amar Avram, V'lo Amar Rotsani. Right, what do you mean? Even if you paid a lot, it's only an Avera, it sounds like from the Ravid, that if you don't say Rotsani, if you say Rotsani at the end, if the guy says, fine, I want to do it, give me the money, so then it sounds like from the Ravid there is no Isser of Lo Sachmod. Right, as a Machlokas Rishonim then, other Rishonim also get into the fray on either side, whether there is an Isser of Lo Sachmod if you pay for it or not. Okay, major discussion. Two other interesting points that come up in this Rambam. First of all, the next line of the Rambam. The next line of the Rambam says, even you still violate Lo Sasei, even if you pay for it. The next line. Vein lokin alav zeh, mibnei she'ein b'maisa. But you don't get malchus for this avera because it's alav she'ein b'maisa. Ask all the Rishonim, ask the Magen Mishnah, 1 minute. The previous line of the Rambam just said you don't violate Lo Sachmod until you convince the guy to sell it to you. And the very next line of the Rambam says, but you don't get malchus because it's alav she'ein b'maisa. What do you mean? You only violate because it's alav she'ein, right? Because you only violate once he sells it to you. So you only violate once the Maisa is done. But it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. So the Magen Mishnah explains, amongst other Mefarshim, the answer given, and that is really the Isser is violated, the Leif. Lo Sachmod is similar to Lo Sasava. Similar. Right? Even Belev, that's why inherently it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. But the sheer of how much desire do you have to violate Lo Sachmod is if the desire is so strong that you even convince the other guy to sell it to you. But the desire is the Isser. It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. The desire is so strong that you convince the guy, so then you violate. Shekivit she'bertona mocher, that's what he says at the end. Aval heshtadlus, asher heshtadok de la ratzoso, hua Isser, v'nigmar b'shas ha-mekach. Right? And it's nigmar, the sheer, the limit. Is b'shas ha-mekach, but really it's a lab she'en b'maisa. It's a fascinating discussion in the Magen Mishnah and other Achronim. That is discussion number one. The other discussion on this Rambam, and that's earlier in the Magen Mishnah, and that is we know there's a principle, Mesechus Tumura, we'll get up to it in a couple of years, Bezrat Hashem, beginning of Mesechus Tumura, talks about Kol Milso Da'avi Rachmano, Da'am Rachmano Lo Sevid, Yavid Lo Mahani Yolo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, and you do it, and it's not just a physical act, of course, you do a physical. The Torah says, "Don't shake a lulav," and you shake a lulav. Of course, it's a physical act; it's going to work. But let's say the Torah tells you not to do something which has an effect, and you do it. So the bachlok is a bayin rava, but we paskin lo mahani. It does not have an effect. So for example, if I try to marry my sister, so then it's not going to work. The Torah says I can't. It's not going to work if I try to do it. So there, the Gemara talks about all the cases. Three blot there. What happens? Why if a kohen marries a grusha, does it work? Why if I do this act and that act? Whenever I try to do something and it accomplishes something, if the Torah tells me not to do it, it shouldn't work. So the Magen Mishnah here says, why should the sale work? Right? If the Torah says what I'm doing is an Aveira, Lo Sachmod, so why should the sale go through? If I give money for it, and the sale is Ba'Aveira, so why should it work? So that's the Magen Mishnah's question. He gives an unusual answer. Difficult to know exactly what he means. He says, what do you mean? This is just like Shinui Kone. Just like if you steal wool and you make it into a beged, it works, because Shinui Kone. So too here, he says, you were Kone it once you gave the money. If you give the money, that's like Shinui Kone. A little different. You know, Shinui Kone usually means the object changed. Here, the object didn't change. You just paid for it. So it's not exactly clear what he means, but that is the Magen Mishnah's possibility. Minchas Chinuch has a different shot. He says, no. When do you say, this Minchas Chinuch in Lamed Ches, he says, when do you say, lo, i'avid lo mahani, that it doesn't work? That's only if the Torah says it doesn't work, then you will not have violated the Avera. That's when we say, i'avid lo mahani. So if you try to marry somebody you're not allowed to, and the Torah says it's not going to work, then it ends up that you didn't do the Avera. So whenever it ends up that you didn't do the Avera, so then we could say, I'avelo mahani. Right? So the Achronim use this to explain, let's say, the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin in the first parak. If you shecht on Shabbos, shechitaso kshera. The question is, what do you mean? So aren't you a mumar? You have a lomahani? The shechita shouldn't work? So the answer is, no. That here, you did the aveira anyway. You shechted. Whether it's a shechita that is matir or not, doesn't make a difference. You did the Aveira anyway of Netil Teshama on Shabbos. That's why we're not going to apply the principle of Yavalo Mahani. So here the Aveira is belayv, says the Minchas Chinuch. So if you did it so much that it caught you, got up to the stage of selling it, you violated. So even if the Torah says, oh, the sale's not going to work, you're still going to violate the Aveira. So that's why the principle does not apply of Yavid Lo Mahani. Okay, two huge sugyas, Lo Sachmod, and Kol Milsa, David Rachmania, Lo Sevid. So those are two Lavshim B'maisa. These are three sugyas. We could have a separate shir on each one of them. But that's all comes up in this first few lines. And we will get to a couple of more Shas sugyas. So we got to move a little bit. Says the Gemara. My Taima. So that was Rav Huna. We did four words. Right? Tuli V'Zavin, Zvini, Zvini. If somebody forces you to sell, the sale works. Tuli V'Zavin, Zvini, Zvini. My Taima. So why? So first possibility. Called Mazvin Inish, Ilab Da Anish, Lavi Mazvin. One second. Every time a person sells something, isn't it a little ones? A person would rather keep their own items in life. I would rather keep my own stuff. So if I'm selling something, I'm already a little for it. I'm selling it because I need the money. Or else I wouldn't sell anything in life. So every sale is a kind of ones. And yet, V'yafilu Achi Zvini Zvini. And yet, we know sales work in life. There's a concept called a mechira. So therefore, so to hear, if it's an actual force, because we're not going to be mechalik, low plug, between being forced a lot or being forced, you know, because you have to sell something. So there's no difference. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, there's a big difference. V'dilma shiny onto the nafshi mi onto the achrini. It's a big difference. If I myself feel forced and I have to sell something because I need the money, okay, that's onto the nafshi. That should work. But if somebody else is holding a gun to my head and forcing me to sell something, how could you compare the two cases? They're both ones. But one is what we might call a natural ones, even though it might be an oxymoron. A natural ones, something that's expected, that happens in life, and therefore, you know, we'll say it works. But an onse da'acherim, that somebody else is forcing me to sell something, maybe that shouldn't work. So we knock out that svara. So ella kidetanya. So we know it from a second try. The ketanya the Brisa says that we've had before. Yakriv oso. The pasuk says Yakriv oso by in the first parak in Vayikra. You shall be makriv the karbon. And the Rashbam points out that this phrase is extra. Could just say Yakrivenu al Pesach al Moed. Yakriv oso is a totally separate phrase. Malameit. So we darshu now what it means. He should sacrifice. He should be makriv it. Malameit shakofen oso. We darshu from there that Bezdin forces him to bring the karbon. Yachol b'karcha. You might think really forced. Tamalom arler tzono. A karbon has to be brought based on the ratzon of the person. So is it forced or is it ratzon? Ha ketzad. How do you put the two together? Kofen oso. Achiyom arotzani. You force him until he says, okay, I will do it. That's the double lashon of both forcing him and doing it le ratzon. Kofen aso shem rotzani. And we assume here too, right, until they say he's... Right, that's the question. See, here too, they see the third Rashbam on the page. Achim Rosani Alma, Hecha de Kofen Oso Ad Amar, Mitoki Surin Rosani, Karina Bailer Tsono. So here too, first skinny line, Imama Rosani Avizvini, the Gemara Beli Balahaklos. We assume the Rashbam is saying yes, that he says at the end of the day, Rosani. Well, if you accept the money, as we'll see, that's kind of like a Rosani. Do you have to actually say Rosani? So we'll see. What? The Ravid said maybe there's a difference. Right. The Ravid said maybe this. You don't violate Lo Sach mode if he says Rotsani in the end because it's a good sale. Right. Maybe the Ravid would say you have to say Rotsani. Maybe that's what the Ravid would say. That's the Ravid that we just had on Lo Sach mode. Okay, so maybe you learn it from Karbanos. According to the Ravid, maybe it is not a sale. Right, there has to be some expression of das wanted. So, Kabbalah Omar Rotsani. Tosfos here points out that if you look at another Gemara, you look in Baba Kama Daf Mem, second Tosfos, the Gemara there says that Bezdin does not force a person who owes a chatas or an asham. Ein mamashkin in osan. We don't forcibly take a mashkin from them. So, what do you mean we force them until they say Rotsani? The Gemara there says that we don't force for Karbanos. Why does the Gemara say that? Mishum, fourth line of Tosfos, to keep under the kapara ka'asu, lo boy mashkone. People aren't going to need to be forced. It's a kapara. People are going to bring it themselves. So do you have to force for karbanos or not? Tosfos gives the answer that, well, it depends on the karban. Depends on which type of karban. Right? So a major sugya that hopefully we'll get to again at one point. There's a difference between chatos and asham versus other karbanos. Tadaka chatos v'ashamos. Shabbos Alchei, we know a Chatos comes for many, many Averis. Right? An Asham comes for five Averis. Five specific Averis. Right? The relationship between Chatos and Asham is a fascinating one. Right? They're both Baal Chait, but the Chatos is on the four corners, and Asham is only Shtayim Shein Arba, like in Ola. A lot to talk about there. But either way, the Tosfos says, Chatos and Asham are Baal Chait, so lo boy mashkone. So there, we don't have to force, because we assume people are going to do it themselves. Sherotza, Shemei Oso Chait, Yelo Kapara. People want to get Kapara for that Chait. Aval Hacha, Neder Unedava, here it's a voluntary Karban. Eina Machaprin. So it's not a direct Kapara, and therefore, Bezin has to give a little push. That's why Bezin has to force until the guy says Rosani. The next line of the Gemara talks about Kapara even here, which we'll get to in a second. Tosfos says it's a type of Karban that is voluntary, but it brings a Kapara, a Karban Ola. Karban Ola is not a mandatory Karban, but you get a Kapara from a Karban Ola for certain types of Averis, for Lav Shein Bo Maises, for Bitul Ases, as the Gemara talks about elsewhere. So Tosfos says it is a little kapara, but it's not the major kapara karbanos of chatas and olas. So that's Tosfos' answer to the question about mashkin son. The Ritva has a couple of other answers. The Ritva says maybe we're talking about a very rich person, so Bezin will force a very rich person even if it's by other karbanos. That other Gemara was talking about, it's just in the middle. The Yesh Befarsim even nearly changed Sarach to Haikrab into Afresh Velo Akriv. Said the Ritva, maybe there's a difference. That Gemara, when we don't force, that's if he didn't even do anything to the karbon yet. If you already mafresh the karbon, so then Bezdin forces. Right, so that's a difference. The Ritva is not machalik between different types of karbanas. The Ritva is machalik between different stages. If you weren't mafresh the karbon yet, Bezdin is not going to force you. Once you were mafresh the karbon, Bezdin is going to say, you better do it, because now you're going to violate in a serious way the Isser of Baal Yachel. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. So that's the source of Rav Huna, the next try. The Gemara says, V'delma, no, shiny hasam, denichale devle kapara. Maybe karbanis is different. You cannot compare that to a mecher, because there you want a kapara. V'elam yisefa, maybe it's from the next line. V'chein atomer v'gitei nashim, kovar asashim arosani. Right, we have it by gittin also, not by karbanis. Right, by gittin, if somebody's forced, has to, Bezdin forces somebody to give a get, we force him until he says rosani. Ay, v'delma, shiny hasam, de mitzvah, shvol, de v'chacham, maybe there also is different. It's not a mitzvah to buy or sell something, but it's a mitzvah to give a get when a person has to give a get. So there too, maybe it's different. Karbanos is a special because of kapara, and get is special because mitzvah l'shmoa l'divrei chachamim. So the Gemara answers the final answer. Ela svarahu. Agav onse gomer makna. No, this is svara. It's not based on any source. It's because agav onsa, but you're right, he's forced. The whole situation is forced. But l'maisa, once he gets the money, it must be that in his heart he really wants the sale. Agav unsa gamar u makne. The Rav Shechter points out in that is the maskana. We're going to get to Zikri Kon. The Gemara's going to bring it up again. Rav Shechter writes in Be'ikve Hatzon on page Kuf Sadik Zayin. He quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is interesting. The two specific cases that are brought up in the Gemara are karbanus and get. Those are the two specific cases brought up. And he quotes that, based on other rise as well, Nira de Sfira le de Dafka bebeis Sira HaMishnah. The two examples given in the Mishnah, the Kfiyah on Karbanos and Get, because those are two cases where, if you look in the Rambam, getting back to your question, that's where the Rambam says Rotsani. Right? Rotsani. By other contexts, which we'll see in a second, you don't need Rotsani. Why do you need Rotsani here? Rambam seems to say, take it literally. The high taima, because by these two halachos, there's a gzeiras hakasev that you need special high-level das. High-level das. By karbanis, it says lertsono. Lertsono is an extra word. You don't just have to bring the karban. It has to be lertsono. Number one. And number two, das of the baal when it comes to by get. Where do you know that from? The beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam lists off 10 items. I brought it on Nashim. I won't read it to save time. Beginning of Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam lists off 10 special dinim that has to do, that a person has to have when it comes to giving a get. There are 10 items that are ma'akev. Where's the Rambam? Here. Beginning of Hilchos Gershon. Ain ishim b'skarashas el v'ksav sheyagia la v'ksav zehu anikra get. V'asara dvarim hein ikir gershim in haTorah. 10 things. V'elu hein. Right, what are the... And they list off all the 10 things. And one of the 10 things is... Shelo yigarish ha'ish ela bertzono. A person, a man has to give a divorce willingly. Uminayin shasar dvarim hein in haTorah. And how do you know they're the raisa? The Rambam quotes a pasuk for each one. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, one second. Get is a kinyan. So what do you have to have? You have to have a special gzeiras hakasuv that get us to be l'ratzon of the baal. So it must be that there's a higher level das needed, more than regular das kinyan. B'chol kinyan b'pshita d'minyan das baal kinyan. Elavadim and hekrech shetzrichem lomar d'meihach krahu d'yafina d'binyan gibeget das yoser chazaka me'asher b'shar kinyanim. And what l'maynaf gamina? Rotsani. The Rambam quotes rotsani by get and by karbanis. He does not quote it by tzli v'zavet zvini zvini. He does not quote it there because maybe by get and by karbanis, special din, that you need a higher level of das, your diak from before. Number one. Right, the rabbi maybe is amachalik. Maybe he would say you need rotsani even by tzli v'zavet. Maybe that's maybe because you're being forced until you say rotsani, maybe he wouldn't hold this whole thing about higher level. Famous Rambam that we mentioned many times before, the Rambam in the second Berak of Hilchos Gerushin, Beis Chaf, Les Halach and Perak Beis, the Rambam quotes uncharacteristic of Mishnah Torah, but the Rambam quotes, if somebody is forced to give a get, we force him and Besen sits on his head until he gives it. Why does it work? Isn't there a principle of get ma'usa, as the Gemara is going to bring up in a minute, that a man is not allowed to be forced to give a get? If he's forced to give a get, then it is not a good get. Says the Rambam, no. If Besen's forcing you and you really have to give the get, so then really your Yetzirah is forcing you not to give the get. And when Bezdin bops you over the head and says, give a get, and you ultimately say, fine, that's your real Ratzon coming out, giving the get. Amazing Rambam. Misha takfo yitzra hara levatel mitzvah, o la'asosa veira, v'huka atcha asar davar shechayev la'asoso, o atcha nisrachek midavar shechayev la'asoso, ein ze anus mimenu, elahu anas atzmo b'dayto hara'a. That is the Rambam in Beis Chaf. Based on this Rambam, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Beis Yosef quotes Achronim, the Maharik, and others. What about if you have a Meshumid, a Yehudi who is a Meshumid? It's not a one-time temporary lapse of my Yetzahara, but Rachman al-San is somebody who is totally a kofar. So do you apply this principle? If Bezin forces a kofar to give a get, do you also say, oh, his inner Ratzon, the Pintel Yid is coming out? Or do you say, no, it has to be some temporary type of state, but it's not a state that continues permanently, because then you wouldn't be able to use this far. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes the Ma'arik in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. Be'inyin kfias mishumadim lagarish l'fi anir lani es daiti yafe digdakta v'lechora ein takan leidus eishes mishumad l'fi dvarav. According to the Rambam, lechora you wouldn't be able to use a mishumad. Yes, if a mishumad ultimately gives a get meritzona, we pasken afa bishachat to Yisrael who, and it is a get, it is a kiddushin. But if he's forced to, that's the question. V'ulai b'chi agav nesav rabbeinu, maybe the Rambam would say afkinu l'arabanu l'kiddushin minei. So we'll get to that later. Anyway, that is a discussion based on this Rambam. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda asks, again, as you can see, each of these is a huge topic, and it's one of those dafim that we can spend more time on. But we continue. Masav Rav Yehuda. Get ha-me'usa, according to Mishnah in Gittin, as we just referred to. If somebody is forced to give a get, be Yisrael kosher. If the bezin of Yisrael forced him to give a get, then it is a kosher get. Uba'akum pasol. Uba'akum pasol. Oh, I'm sorry, I just forgot to mention one Rashi that I wanted to mention. On Gomar Umakni. Agav Unse, Gomar Makri, the Rashbam adds in. What does that mean? It means you have two things. Number one, you're being forced. Number two, you got money for it. So you're not being moxed at anything. That's Agav Unse, Gomar Makri. The Rashbam says, Tarti, Yisurim, Umatan Mos. That's an important Rashbam.
Well, that leads to what you said, that if you get less than the market value.
If he gets less than the market value, then maybe it is losing and he wouldn't be Gomar Makri. Okay, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you're forced to give a get, Bezin of Yisrael, kosher. V'akam pasul. If it's a non-Jewish Bezin forces you, pasul. Uba, that's a big discussion of the New York State get law. Gotta ask the lawyers. The New York State get law, of a number of years ago, in the early 80s, I think it was from, how that worked. It was connected to the Beis Din, but it's right, it can't be forced by an Akum to give a get, so it's all worked out with Beis Din. Uba Akum, choftin oso, but with the non-Jewish henchmen, choftin oso, for omim lo, asei mashi Yisrael omer lecha. They can't force, they can just tell you, listen to the Jews, listen to what the Jews are telling you to do. So now the Gemara says, why is a get meuse pasul? Amai hasanami nima agavon se gamaru magaresh. Why don't you say the same thing that ultimately he is, even if he's forced, he ultimately comes around and agavon se gamaru magaresh, and he ultimately gives the get. And the Rashbam explains he's also not losing anything. He's also not losing anything because they both are at the stage of his wife wants to get divorced. The Rashbam says, "Tekivan she ishto sona aso ublo get nami lo samo etzlo." She's not with him anyway. Veget ze eno elo lahatira laachirim lo mafse klum. Right, so therefore, you're not losing anything when it comes to giving this get. So why don't you say that agav onse gomer magarish? The Gemara answers, "Ha itmar alo amar misharshi dvar Torah fil bakam kasher." You're right. Really, mid de oraisa, it is a good get. But midrabanan umatam amru ba'akam pasul. Why midrabanan? We say it doesn't work. Today she loved to hate kol achas va'achas holeches. So that a woman who just wants to get divorced doesn't go, but tola atzma biyarakum, that goes and she starts a relationship with a non-Jew in order to help seduce him and convince him to force her husband in order to give the get. Umafkas atzma miyad baila. So therefore, we don't want such circumstances to take place, and therefore we midrabanan. We say it's pasul, even though midaraisa it would be agav onse gamu magarish. Weiter, your question, David. Masiv, Rav Hamnuna, Lokach, Michsikrikon, Vachadavagami Balabai, is Mechobato. We had yesterday. Also, the Mishnah in Gin. If a person bought it from a Sikrikon, or one of the marauders, that took the land away from all the Jews, so you bought it from a Sikrikon, and then you bought it from the real owner. So we say Mechobato, because we say the real owner is only doing it because he's scared of the Sikrikon. So where it says, Viamai, why do you say that? Hasamnami, Neima, Agavonsi Garmamakni. So to there, say, but hey, he got the money. The seller got the money in the end. So if he got the money, why don't we say it works? So Gemara says, no, ha itmar ala amarav, lo shano elo da amar le lechazeku kni. When do we say that it does not work from the sikri cone? That's only if all the owner said was that, okay, go and be kona it. Avo bishtar kana. But if he ultimately got a shtar, you don't only need the money. If you got a shtar, then the kinyan works. Because the seller says, Rav, the seller wouldn't go to such extremes just because he feels being forced. He seems to be going above and beyond if he wrote up the shtar. Ule Shmuel, let's just finish for a second. But according to Shmuel, who we said yesterday, af bishtar nami lo kana. According to Shmuel, he says, even if there's a shtar, it still does not work. So Michael Amamer, according to him, why not? You're being forced. According to Shmuel, why doesn't it work? And says the Ritva, what do you mean? Why can't Shmuel argue on Rafuna? Or why can't Rav Huna argue in Shmuel? So right, the Ritva says, no, because even in the days of the Amoraim of Rav Huna, the principles of Psak still stood. And therefore, Hilchazak is Shmuel Bedini. We pass on like Shmuel Bedini Mamanus. So therefore, even Rav Huna is subject to the early Amoraim's claim of paskening like Shmuel. The Yishad HaKi Amrina, Lema de Rav Huna, Lesley de Shmuel, Vahavzak Vasi Bedini. So the Gemara says, so according to Shmuel, what do you say? Why don't you say it's forced, therefore it should work? So Moshe Shmuel, even Shmuel admits, Hechad Yav Zuzeh. If he got money for it, even Shmuel would admit. So it's just different levels of Agav Onseh. Gomer Umakri, how much do you have to say that he got, or that he did, in order to reflect that he was okay with it? Do you have to say, wrote, what? It sounds like from the Gemara that money is even more than a shtar. So you're saying, what if you have money instead of a shtar? I mean, you had to have some type of mos or mos konos, right? Money, karkas, nikta, b'kesef, b'shar, b'chazaka. Is it kesef? We discussed a little bit of Matzia, kesef versus mos, but maybe you could say it's different. Maybe you could say money would work, even without the shtar. Right. I mean, maybe the Gemara seems to be saying that Shmuel is further than a shtar, but you're right. Maybe we'd say just money is okay. Rav Bibi, what about the last sheet that we had yesterday? Rav Bibi, the Messiah, B'mashed, Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi, who said, Karka ein lo mos yeshlo, when the Gazlan bought it, he has to give back his karka, but he could get his money back, Michael Amemer. Aye, Rav Bibi doesn't sound like he works. Like Marian says, you're right. Rav Bibi, Memrahu, Umemer, Rav Unalo Sphirale. Rav Bibi is not quoting a Mishnah or a Brisa. He's just quoting a statement. And a statement of the earlier, what he thinks there was an additional line to the earlier source, Rav Huda does not have to hold like it. Right on this line is where Rabbi Chanan says, we quoted it a few days ago, this is where Rabbi Chanan says that really Mi'ikra Din and Amora can argue on a Tana, he just wouldn't. So he wouldn't if it was a Mishnah or a Braisa. But if it was just a Meimra, a statement of a Tana, not in the context of a Mishnah, Brice, or Tosefta, then he could argue on it, that he got that from this line here and the Rashbam here. Show you last line Rashbam on the page. Show you Omer, Mishum Acherim, Vein, Alo Mishnah, Alo Brice. Okay, that's, but again, remember, most Achronim and most Shitas held that was not true, that an Amor is not allowed to argue on a Tana. Okay, weiter. Amar Rava, Hilchus Adalach, Isli Vazam Zini Zvini. It works that a forced sale does work. Well, Amran, but it's only true if somebody forces you to sell a field and you chose the field. So we can assume that at the end of the day, you chose which field you wanted to sell. Aval Besada Zulo, but if somebody says, I want this field, and you sell them that field, you had no choice in the matter. So there's no reflection that you really wanted it in the end of the day. Ubisada zu nami lo amran, and even if it's sada zu, also, it only works el delo arce zuze. It doesn't work if you did not, let's go with this tube shot and what this means, let's go with the Rashbam shot. It only applies if you did not count out the money after you got it. Then we could say, oh, you were forced to sell the field. Aval arce zuze lo, but if you counted out the money that was given to you, then even if it was sada zu, it's still going to work. Because you counted out the money, obviously you were okay with it at the end. And also it only applies if you had no way out. If you had a way out, if you could have said, I'll come back tomorrow, I'm busy now, if you have any way out, lo, then we again don't say gamar u makni. But it all works in the end. It is gamar u makni. Even by sada zu, it works. Why? Because by a marriage, it's like a specific field. If somebody forces a woman to get married, and a woman is so quote unquote the makne, the man is kone, the woman is like the makne, and it works. And a woman, that's like specific, it's like sada zu, and therefore it would work. It would work. Where's the giving of the money? So the Tosfos says, like the nesina of sher ksus va'ona is like the giving of the money. The deceit of Sherek Suzor, the obligations that that kicks in for the husband, Tosfos says, that's Tosfos and Dimar Masel Kaddish. A little further down, that is like the giving the money, so therefore, the halach is, by all of them, Zvini Zvini. Good. Let's wait a minute to discuss that. Let's continue. Mar Baravashi Amar, Baravashi argues, no, Be'isha Vadek Yushan Lohavi. Who? No, lo havi. What if a woman is forced to get married? If a man puts a gun to a woman's head and says, "Marry me or I'll kill you," right? That's not a marriage, for sure not. Who was the shloka ogan? He acted improperly. Lefichach asu imo shloka ogan. So we act improperly and we say there's no marriage. V'yafkin rabban lekedushin minei. And we're mafkia the kedushin. Right? We could have 10 shiurim on this. Right? We're mafkia the marriage. That is the principle. But interesting, Afkinu comes up in four places. Comes up at the beginning of Gittin, and comes up again in the fourth paragraph, comes up in Ksubis. Most of the sugyas of Afkinu are where there was a problem with the giving of the get. And because there was a problem with the giving of the get, he did bittul get when he wasn't supposed to. There was some problem with giving of the get, so Chazal say, you know what, you don't want the get to Bichal, we're going to uproot the total marriage anyway. Right? Those are most cases of Afkinu. Here, though, and in one other place, it's a problem with the marriage itself. It's not that we say the marriage backwards is going to be uprooted, but we say the marriage itself will never be chal. You're trying to get married improperly, so we are going to not let it work. Let's continue. Amli Ravina Ravashi, Tena Tekinish Bakaspa, fine, the Rabban have the power to uproot it if it was marriage with Kesef. Kesef Shtar and Bia. So if you use Kesef, fine. Kiddush B'Bia Michael Amemar. But if you use Bia, right in the olden days before Rav, already in the times of Rav, Rav said he shouldn't do this. But earlier, Kiddush B'Bia, if somebody's Makadish with Bia, Michael Amemar, had the Rabbanan uproot that Bia. Answers the Gemara, Amar Leish, Shavu Rabbanan Labilas, Labilas Znus. They made it into a Bias Znus, period. So, two major questions. One is, what's the Shakla Vataria here? Right? If Kesef is okay, but Bia is a problem. Why is Kesef better to uproot? Right? In most cases of Kinder, we're talking about you're wiping out a whole marriage. Right? But Kiddusha Kesef, so you wipe it out, so there's also Bia Oznus that take place. Why is kesef any easier than bia? Many pshat them given. So the what Rov Rishonim say, the Rashbam here and Tosfos and Rashi and other places say kesef is easier. Why hefker bezdin hefker? Because bezdin has authority over money. They can be mafker, they can be makler, they can say whatever they want about money. So fine kesef, fine. We could say that the Rabbanan could uproot it and change the status. What about Kiddushei Bia? What status do they have? So the answer is, yeah, they make it into a Bia Snus. Not through Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, or maybe through Bezen, Hefker, they destroy the marriage, but there's no money here. If it was with Bia, so the answer has to be it's special power by marriage. That's what that's one way to understand the stages of the Gemara. The other way, which is known as the Shita of Rabosav Shel Rashi, is quoted as a Deya here in the Rashbam, and that is fine Kiddush Bekaspa, the Rabbanan could uproot. Why? Because Kiddush Kesef is Derabanan. Bia is Daraisa, so Michael Amemar. That is the second way to read it. Hold it. If you hold Kiddush Kesef, Derabanan. L'mayin Afkamina, between the two ways of reading it, what about Shtar? Is Shtar like Kesef or is Shtar like Bia? So Shtar is Daraisa for sure. So according to the second version, Shtar would for sure not be a problem. According to the first version, I don't know, does Bezin have power when it comes to documents? Maybe. Maybe it could be more like Kesef. But either way, most the Rashbam and Rashi all reject this opinion of Kiddush Kesef as Drabbanan because it's based on Gzeirah Shava. It's Daraisa. Said the Rashbam here in the fourth wide line. The Istam of Farish Tina to Kiddush Bekaspa to Kiddush Kesef Drabbanan name. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. The Kiddush in the Devrayim Yechon Lakar. But it's only Drabbanan. The Tawus Ubiyadim, it's a mistake. To Gzeirah Shava, you'll feel in Kiddush Kesef. Kicha, kicha, mistei afron. You learned it from Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava is Daraisa. So this is what the Rashi also in Tzubas Daf Gimel argues with his Rebbeim. But this is the second Shita of Rabosav Shel Rashi. Who might also hold of this? The Rambam. Right, the famous Rambam, beginning of Ilchas Ishus, Aleph, also, according to one Girsa, says, Kesef is Midivrei Kabbalah. Kesef is Midivrei Kabbalah. So again, that is the Rambam, big discussion whether that Girsa is correct. The Kesef Mishnah quotes other Girsos, told the story before about it. But the ways to read the Gemara. Tosas points out here, in Tosas Tenach, that interesting, other Gemaras that quote Afkinu have an extra line. Here, the Gemara does not have that line. Why not? Because here, he wasn't Makadish, Aldas the Rabbanan. Called the Makadish, Adad the Rabbanan Makadish, that works, as I said before, if you had a marriage, now you're messing up the Gerishin. But here, what does it mean, Adad the Rabbanan Makadish? You weren't Makadish, Adad the Rabbanan here. Right, he wasn't Makadish Aldas, and therefore the Gemara does not quote that line here. How exactly does Afkinu work? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, just to mention one other point, and then we will dive in. This Gemara spoke about if the woman is forced. What if the man is forced? What if the man is forced to get married? Somebody holds a gun to a man's head and says, "Marry this woman or I'll kill you." Is that any different than the woman being forced? So the Ritva says, no, no difference. Both don't work. V'tzluya la'ish v'kaddish davar pashutu she'eino klum she'ein adam kona ve'ones v'arayihu k'tzluya la'lokeach v'lokach e'she'eino klum. Ritva says, just like, doesn't matter, both ways. The Argamar says, doesn't work by a woman, doesn't work by a man. Either are forced to get married. Who makes the chilek? The Rambam. The Rambam amazingly makes a chilek. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, if a woman is forced to get married, eina mukudashas. If a man is forced to get married, it works. Hareza mukudashas. And the big shaila is, what does it sound like for the Rambam? It sounds like, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Safek, Sveka Dedina. Quotes both opinions, the Rambam and the Ritva, Safek. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like the woman's das is more central by marriage than the man's das. Because if a woman is forced, it doesn't work. If a man is forced, it does work. And the Ravid there says, "Vusham Rosani." Again, the Ravid chimes in with his statement that he says in elsewhere, right? The Ravid thinks Rosani is. So it sounds like according to the Rambam, the woman's das is more central than the man's das. So maybe we'll start tomorrow with the Avni Miluim, who discusses this chiluk of the Rambam, and we'll talk about how Afkeinu works in general. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I think tomorrow, what's on the schedule? I think Daf is at 6:15. Daf is at 6:15, and Shachar is at 7 o'clock. Hoshana Rabbah. 6:15 and 7 o'clock. Okay, we'll pick up here. Somebody doing our Rabbas? Somebody thinking here about Rabbas?